Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was whiny Frankie Louvu.
Frank, my man, Breach brother,
bitching about wanting the Tush Push band.
NFC Championship game legend, you mean?
Yeah, we'll go with that. But little whiny Frankie and little whiny Ted might get their way because it sounds like the NFL is going down the road of banning the tush push and any assisting of the runner type situation.
Why can't Frank just say it's one word, unfair? It's just unfair, two syllables, unfair. It's an unfair play for the defense. Just Frank, just say that. You don't have to say anything else. Just say it's not a fair play. It's that simple. It's not a fair play.
So – do we believe this is going to get changed? I know you've been pounding this drum, harping this.
Why does it feel like it's trending that way?
It definitely feels like it's trending
that way. I feel like when we talked about this 6 weeks ago at the first owners' meetings, that, I don't know, it just didn't feel like it had a lot of momentum. But it felt like in the last 6 weeks, it's been building steam, Fitzy, that I think this play is going to be kind of ruled out. And I think it should for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One, I don't think it's an entertaining play. I think visually, it's just an ugly play to look at. I don't think it's a fun. Okay, all right. You hike and then you fall for 2 yards. Great. There's no suspense in the play. There's no chance. You know, the chance of them making it is pretty much automatic. So again, nothing really that I want to sit around for and watch this play to see if they're going to make it or not, because they 99 out of 99 chances almost get it. And then also, it's just not a fair play, Fitzy, in my opinion. Being from on the defensive side, I don't see how, if the defense can't push and the offense can, I don't know how it makes it fair. So it's not fair, and aesthetically, it's an ugly play to look at. And to me, those are two very, very valid reasons why the play should go, Fitzy.
You should either allow the defense to do their countermeasure of the tush push, or you should ban the play. You have to level the playing field. Andy, one of the tenets I have to sports in general is a level playing field, or at least always knowing the rules of engagement. This is how it's supposed to be played. This is what's fair for you. I should be allowed to do something that counteracts what the tush push is. The only thing I've ever really seen, I've seen two things. People leaping over the top like, you know, suicide warriors, for God's sakes, or just like throwing themselves haphazardly at the offense, which seems just beyond reckless in my estimation. And then I saw that play in the Super Bowl, which kind of got Chris Jones hurt, where he tried to line up diagonally and be a human buzzsaw and cut across the formation. He got trampled and almost broke his neck, for God's sake.
Yeah, that was one where like ideas didn't transition well from like the whiteboard or somebody's head to the field. I feel like that's one where the coach sees it and goes, "Well, that was a dumb idea."
Well, you know why? Because they can't practice it.
Right. Well, I mean, they could.
Yeah, good point.
They could. Mm-hmm. They choose not
him.
To.
I got him, Fitzy.
No,
I
you didn't.
Right in that trap.
But I think the greatest example of why I believe this is getting voted down and being banned is the Eagles players are now talking about that it's not a big deal. And I think that's one of those, like, mind games. Like, A.J. Brown said, I don't have any thoughts on it. It's only 1 yard. And to me, the best was left tackle Jordan Mailata. They're left tackle.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So a big part of it. Not the centerpiece of it, but he's an offensive lineman. They're ruling on the tush push, ? I guess we'll just do it with no push. In terms of banning the tush push, I hate the name, so I hope they ban it. It's a stupid name, Mailata joked. I think they're making light of it now because they know it's going to get banned, and they don't want to seem Like, oh, now we're at a disadvantage or we lost something because they're diminishing it. That's a tactic an immature Andy would do. So I think they're taking a very interesting tactic.
I wonder if I got to look it up, but I wonder how many first downs they got from doing that. I mean, it was a lot.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
It is a lot. You could almost, I mean, that helped them win the Super Bowl.
Well, a lot of people just had this whole theory like everybody else has to get 10 yards, they get nine because
it's an automatic
first.
That's
an automatic next one.
Yeah. Automatic one. Probably 2 yards.
Right. And I fight against it, but it's not like I'm going to in 2 years be like, you know what I miss? The tush push. Yeah. Remember that era when we got to watch the Eagles
do it? They used to call it the brotherly shove. That was a much more clever name. Yeah. Tush push should only apply outside of Philadelphia or Philadelphia Eagles football. I doubt Nick Sirianni. If Nick Sirianni had the talent of the 2024 New England Patriots offensive line and Jacoby Brissett, I doubt he would have insisted they run that 4 to 7 times a game. And they did that because their quarterback can squat a freaking train and the offensive linemen are the size of a house.
Yeah, they had an all-pro center. They had a quarterback who was short and stocky and powerful legs, and then they just kind of added to it. But I don't think anybody's going to miss it. Dan Ball.
On the effectiveness of this, it was ran just over 0.25% of total plays last year. The Eagles and the Bills ran it 163 times. 87% of their tush push attempts resulted in either a touchdown or a first down, compared to 71% for the rest of the league. So it's very effective across the board.
And that's great. But again, I bet you Jalen Hurts will be effective with a QB sneak.
Not 87%, though.
No, but he'll be effective.
Yes, he will.
And it'll
be
above.
It's too bad they don't have a good running back either. I don't know what he's going to do.
And a good line. They have a good line, a good stocky quarterback with powerful legs, a good running back with the biggest thighs that you'll ever want to see that squats 800 pounds himself. Like, I'm not going to lose any sleep over the fact that the only part that bothers me is it does feel like they found a loophole, they found a thing, they mastered it, and just when you master it, they're like, that's not fair. We're taking that away from you. That aspect of it, just sort of the general aspect of it, bothers me. But other than that, who's really going to miss it? Who's really going to miss the tush push?
Nobody.
I mean, maybe commentators because they get some game-filling time
calling
and talk
it tush push.
About it. Because I actually think the issue that is more interesting is what they're talking about the playoff season.
I would agree.
Because that affects 7 teams in each conference. That affects how, you know, playoff runs towards – like, very few championships were ever going to be decided on the tush push. Playoff seeding could decide championships. This is a much bigger deal here.
100%.
So you want to tell people what it is?
Well, so basically, the proposal by Detroit would see the 7 playoff teams from each conference, 4 division winners and the 3 wildcard teams that they have now, seeded by record, regardless of whether they won their division or not. The only new tiebreaker would be if a wildcard team and a division winner have the same record, the division winner would automatically break the tie. But otherwise, if you have a great record, so let's just say the Bills go 17-0 and the Patriots are 16-1. You're not a wild card team, Patriots. You're going to be the number 2 seed behind the Bills, who are the number 1 seed.
So last year, the Detroit Lions, they won the NFC North. They got to play. They got their first round bye, right? They didn't play.
Got it handed to them on a Saturday night when they couldn't stop a nosebleed, let alone Jaden Daniels.
And the 14-win Minnesota Vikings had to go to L.A. They had to go play the Rams that had won 10 games.
And we've had there was that year that the Seahawks were 7-8-1 or something. They had a sub-500 record. They actually
7-9 year, but that was the Beastquake year. So that was kind of like that. It's weird that that's almost an outlier, Andy. Like, yeah, but they were also kind of awesome against the Saints.
I know, and they won, and that's great. But that'll never happen again. You'll have teams with winning records, the better records, hosting playoff games, seeded as such. And if we're being fair, Ted Johnson likes fair and unfair. If we're being fair, probably should be the way it is, correct? They've had this whole desire for divisions to matter. It's why they altered the whole schedule 5 years ago or whenever that was, to play every late season game for like 3 weeks as a division battle to decide divisions.
I'm going to give you an example that, but you guys, when I moved back here in 2018, I just remember these playoffs vividly for the Patriots. I remember they weren't playing great, right? And then they won in their last couple of games at home and offense started turning. And they had a record of 11-5 that year, okay? They played in the the second round, the L.A. Chargers, who went 12-4. But the L.A. Chargers had to fly out to play the Baltimore Ravens that only had won 10 games that year. But they since they won the division, they hosted. And so a team that has two less wins gets to host a team that has two more wins, and they play the Chargers. The Chargers beat the Ravens, and then they got to fly all the way back out to San Diego, and then they got to fly all the way back out to Boston to play the Patriots, and the Patriots demolished them in that game. And part of it was because of how unfair the the playoffs were at that time. I mean, are in some respects what we're trying to talk about.
But we're gonna
have Sony Michel run all over him. I remember everyone. Remembers
well, we
that
can tie it into today because did you see who was a visitor at OTAs today? The reason Sony Michel ran all over anybody in the totality of his career. First name James, last name Devlin, the Pro Bowl fullback. Yeah. Follow 46
My
to freedom.
Andy Hart siren went off this morning when I saw Devlin. Yeah. I guess he was there doing some work with the NFLPA.
Yeah, so that was the reason. But to
hell
get back,
fullback. Glad I didn't have to hit him.
He would have kicked your ass. No, just
please.
Kidding.
Please.
I'm just kidding.
ask Sam Gash, Lorenzo Neal, Tony Richardson what they thought of hitting me.
They didn't want that smoke.
But we're going to have arguments because the one you gave is sort of an interesting one. I don't remember the exact year, but for example, the AFC North, a lot of years is a pretty good division, right? The Ravens, the Steelers, the Bengals, even the Browns. And I think some of the old school logic was you don't want to, let's say the Bills this year. Most people aren't in love with the rest of the AFC East. Patriots might be the second best. How good are they? Whatever. The Bills get to beat up on the Patriots, Dolphins, and Jets. Meanwhile, there's all these dog fights in the AFC North. So their record's not as good, but are they really a better football team? Have they played more physical, demanding, competitive games? You're going to get some of that analysis late in seasons when we start figuring out how this actually works if they voted in.
Well, that's a fair, but still a more fair system in my opinion, right?
Yeah, and I actually think those will be few and far between.
Every game's hopefully the hope is that the week's 18 that the games still matter. Like a lot of these guys, teams won't be sitting guys like they're sitting now. You know?
Yeah,
that's a great point. I hadn't really considered that, Ted. I was just wanted to ask out loud, like, what do we think was the primary reason for this?
It's to make regular seasons more relevant at the end of the season.
Right.
Fitzy.
Right. Without doing
so, Buffalo can't do what they did, which was go in the tank and cost us the
right
number one draft.
So you're not giving back because they actually lost some of that when they went from two byes to one bye and six teams out of the seven making the playoffs. You lost different permutations of people needing to play for something in the finale. So, yes, this adds a layer of I can change my seating. Now, I do wonder if anyone will do any chicanery and you'll see scoreboard watching and people trying to pick opponents. You could still throw a game to be a lower seed because you go, oh, I like that path right there. That path's a little – and now maybe I'm overthinking this. I don't know if people would do – you can tell me, Bet. Would people do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
So there'll be no scoreboard watching.
I think a lot of – but my guess is a lot of those games are going to be – most of the games will be 1 o'clock kicks.
Well, they'll try,
you would try to eliminate the scoreboard
You're
watching.
Playing simultaneously.
Everyone's playing at the same time, so it's harder to do that.
So we all agree this is a good thing, even though it – We grew up in a world where division titles matter. Are they still going to give out hats and T-shirts for division titles?
You know, I'd be okay if they did
question.
It. I mean, we all like getting them. But look, I mean, when you win Super Bowls, who cares about the division, right? It's more about the Super Bowls.
Yes. Now, this is spitballing on the fly, so it could end with me sounding really stupid, and I feel like Dan Ball will be the guy that points it out if I'm really stupid.
That doesn't sound like me.
Is there ever a scenario where you could have a division winner not make the playoffs?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like by record. You know what I mean? Like, could there be three teams in the East, three teams in the West that all have, you know, 13 win records? And so they're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm kind of saying?
Yeah, well, of course they're.
But you automatically get a, if you win your division, you automatically get a
playoff. Okay, I'm just double checking because
right?
That's the next step in this process. What if you're
seven
in.
Seven best teams?
Yeah, the seven best teams make the playoffs, not a division winner.
Right, right.
Well, then we're turning into EPL. Then we're just going to have 24 teams or 16 teams in a super conference.
I almost feel like you got to get rid of the divisions.
Okay, we do have some breaking news that we were about to get to here. Not breaking news, sounder worthy, Stiz. So sit back in your chair. I saw you pop right up back there. The NFL has voted and passed the rule that will allow NFL players to play flag football in the Olympics. Ted Johnson, I was talking to you about this in the break. I think this was a foregone conclusion because I think this is a slow play of a plan where eventually NFL football will be flag football, and this is the first step to see how Joe Burrow to Tyreek Hill or to Justin Jefferson or these guys, getting them involved, plays, how popular it will be. The flip side, although, I'm going to ask you is, would you be concerned about this if you're an owner? Like, your players, is there a chance? I mean, Robert Edwards blew out his knee on a beach.
I'd be terrified if I'm an NFL owner.
You could lose Justin Jefferson to an ACL injury in a flag football game.
I do find this interesting because when it felt like the reports were that it was the commissioner wanted it more than the owners wanted it. And usually the commissioner's on basically sees everything the same way as the owners. That's how it was presented, at least in the reports that I read. I find this kind of interesting. I mean, it raises the profile of the NFL if NFL players are playing in the Olympics.
Does it?
I feel like it does. No.
Well, yes, the whole world gets to know who Jordan Addison is now.
Yeah, but he's not doing the sport that he's.
It's
doing.
It's a variation of the sport. It's still you see their face and you can promote it and I still think it's.
Will it bring eyeballs into NFL games? Like, so you think the next step is somebody in Kenya watches?
Yep. I do. I think that's what they think. I think the NFL is obsessed about growing the game worldwide, global market. That is a commissioner's number one job is to grow the game globally, and I think they see this as an opportunity to do that, and so that's why they're allowing this. And they might and they might feel it's worth the risk to do it. I don't know how you do it with contracts. I mean, if these guys play in the Olympics and they get hurt, is the team still on the bill for you'd have to be because it's signed the NFL.
Oh, yeah, you voted for it. Allowed it. So there's going to be some sort
of
waiver.
Someone is going to get a major injury in this game.
Especially
the NFL season.
Like, I don't want to be disrespectful to the rest of the world, but I don't know exactly how those teams are going to be right, how those teams are going to be built and come together. And you could have a guy who's a lesser athlete, who's less comfortable playing flag football, who just kind of gets caught out of position. Falls down, all of a sudden he falls down with Justin Jefferson's crossing or something, and Justin Jefferson hyperextends, blows out a knee. I know I'm being a little extreme, but I feel like this could happen. And when you're talking about guys that make $30, $40, $50 million a year, those are extreme cautions. My other question is, though,
I'm surprised. This is interesting.
I think it's very interesting on that level. I also find it interesting, like, who's the quarterback for USA? Like, is there going to be a boot camp where five quarterbacks, you know, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, all go to some camp and have to compete?
I don't know. How do they select the men's basketball team?
So there is a and there's a USA basketball committee and all
the
coaches.
They'll have the same thing. They'll have a committee.
So, like, who's the quarterback for Team USA in the Olympics?
Drake May.
We just saw him throw four picks in flag football
today.
It's going to be Joe Milton.
Joe,
thank you, Stiz.
I was trying to be serious.
It's going to be, you know what? They're going to offer it up to Mahomes, right?
Mahomes first. Yeah. Then Josh Allen second, I would think, because the ability to run and create a little bit. Joe Burrow's going to be in the conversation. Lamar, I don't know, because there's limitations on running in flag football.
Right.
So you take away his superpower, and I wouldn't say he's the most accurate timing based.
Well, that's the thing.
Passer.
Which rules are we playing? Is it 5-by, 6-by, 7-by? Can the QB run? Can the QB not run?
My head's, I don't know.
Yeah, there, I don't know all the rules of football, very specific. And they vary to degree. I would also, you know, is this the type of thing? So 2028, what year?
I'm looking at it. It's LA.
Three years.
So 3 years.
Do you know the dates? Do you know the dates?
No.
July 14th. To July 30th. So it blends,
right up to camp.
It blends into training camp.
Oh, my God. Somebody could lose.
SoFi is going to be lit. I'm telling you, this is going to sell out, guys. This is going to be a massive, massive attraction.
What about Tom Brady?
But why do you say that? I'm curious. Like, why? Like, what's your instinct on that, Fitzy?
People can't get enough. We're football drunk in this country, number one. Yep. Number two, we haven't seen elite athletes in top of the level marquee Sunday stars like NFL players play flag football before, and there's going to be a massive curiosity factor as to how it looks compared to the elite athletes of the rest of the world, because while the rest of the world can't really keep up with the United States in terms of actual football, who's to say that certain nations that have a history of great runners, elite athletes. I don't know. For all we know, Ted, what if Mbappe
Jamaica
all of a sudden says, you know what?
What if we lose?
What if Portugal or France, like what if Mbappe plays? He's the second biggest star in the world besides Messi.
And those guys, if you listen to guys like Wes Welker, their footwork came from
soccer.
The ball.
It's not about running.
But some of those guys might have better footwork than some of our wide receivers. That's a possibility. They're elite athletes.
It's going to be huge.
Now, I don't know who's
going to be huge.
Also, I have no idea, because we go down this road in basketball, who plays American football now that would be eligible to play for other countries? Who has ethnicity, family background, whatever.
International.
Like the rules.
Their citizenship allows.
Yeah.
What about guys that are going to probably be retired by then? Like, I bet Tyreek Hill has 2 years left in the NFL. Be a pretty damn good flag football player.
Yeah, I'm more interested in
the
matchups
kids,
with other countries, because we've already seen flag football. It's called the Pro Bowl, and like five people watch, and it's not that exciting. But if you do it with a flag on it, I'm a big believer. You put American flag on it, I'll watch it and root for it.
Watch it,
and
it won't even be close. Do you even think there's another country that come close to competing with the U.S. in this?
We got waxed last year in a like a junior
under 21 real football.
Is that right?
Real football. Japan beat U.S. in real football. Under 21 team. It was as embarrassing. It's good thing not a lot of people knew about it, because it was thoroughly embarrassing that we lost to Japan in real football.
Those were our best 21-year-olds.
Supposedly.
Out there.
I don't know who's picking that team.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Those weren't college kids playing it.
Yeah, I don't know who was on it. But
I don't know. I don't think Shadur or Travis were on the team.
Well, there you go. Then.
Yes, Dimball.
According to the 2024 IFAF Flag Football World Rankings, Austria is our biggest challenger in
Austria?
The Olympics.
Well, bring it on, Austria.
Then Mexico, Germany, and France in your top five.
Oh, Mexico. Oh. That would be a good North American rivalry.
Oh, man. They're going to crash their ship, right?
I'm actually interested in this. It may be a disaster. I don't know if it'll be fun. I don't know how entertaining. But the lead up to it, like when they pick the team, who's on the team, who are the wide receivers, who's the coach? Bill Belichick. After he gets canned by North Carolina, he's looking for any job he can get. He becomes the flag football coach for U.S.
Andy, it's interesting that you, or it could be Dabo, who knows, or it could be somebody else altogether. It's interesting you brought up Justin Jefferson, because according to Diana Russini, he was in the room with all the owners talking about the future of flag football, has been a leading advocate for it. So he's Justin Jefferson. Like, we joke, like, oh, he'll be in there.
Yep.
Oh,
we have so to hope
he doesn't get hurt. Like, he is the player's representative and champion of the flag initiative.
I'll watch him. He can bring the gritty to the Olympic stage. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, I just mentioned this man's name, Bill Belichick, and we're going to have to get Ted Johnson's opinion on the latest, greatest news from the relationship with Jordan.
That's groomsman Ted Johnson to you.
Ooh, Billy, does Mr. Eight does, Rings
he must
need
have
to,
lost my phone number. He hasn't called me yet to ask me.
And what better place for a honeymoon than L.A.?
That's up next. Jordan, Bill Belichick, and another ring on WWE.
Vrabel's a former teammate of mine, and I could kick his ass then. I could still kick his ass.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.